Hey, my boiler's on the line. Yeah, mine's coming up too. Feels real good. Let's see, I can go to intermediate flow, huh? Yep, as soon as she starts. Hey, in intermediate, I'm ready to go over the sill.
Just a second.
Yep, Mike, checklist.
Man, electric.
Hey, come on, dude. Deploy the LEC in the Mesa. Mobility, CG, step down, reach arm motion, walking balance, and all that good stuff.
All right. Just a second. Pull the door all the way back. They hand you something.
Can you go out and I'll hand it to you?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See you in a minute.
How am I doing? Am I hanging on something here? I get the feeling I'm stuck under something. You're bumping into the purse there.
Forward.
Purse.
Into the purse.
Okay.
Now you're in good shape.
Okay.
Go straight down from where you are.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
Okay.
Doing good. You headed right square out the hatch. Have to bend over more though. Oh, wait. Oops, come forward a little. Move to your right. There you are, now go. We're getting that little line. Gotta kneel down a little more. I'll push you if you don't mind.
What am I hung on?
Nothing.
You're okay. If this garbage bag's in my way.
Okay. You're headed out the door. That's real good.
Starting to come in.
Hey, I'll tell you where we're parked next to.
What?
We're about 25 feet in front of the surveyor crazes.
That's good. That's where we want it to be.
I bet you when I get down to the bottom of the ladder, I can see the surveyor.
All right, see how you want to take this with you, Pete?
Sounds good, Pete. Just like you wanted.
Just swing her out here. That's right.
Okay, now hold it there just a second, Pete,
okay?
1 second.
You have any TV, Houston?
Roger, we've got a TV. No Pete Conrad as yet.
No, I'm at the top of the ladder. Okay, now look, this thing is all the way out of the back. How do you want me to do it?
Just keep going.
Huh?
Adios.
No, but this thing isn't all the way out of the...
That's okay.
You know, let me have this end of it.
Second thing, come back up the ladder a notch.
Jim. Attaboy. Which end is that?
End do I want?
This
end. Here
you
go.
Here we go.
Look at that stuff go.
That is
sure flies in 1 6, doesn't it?
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Look at that stuff go.
That is
sure flies in 1 6, doesn't it?
Yep.
Wait a minute.
But looks like we got 900 feet of this stuff.
Dude, just a second. Don't go down yet. I gotta get my camera on you, dude.
I can't get down yet anyhow. I gotta, whoops.
That's the lunar equipment conveyor swinging in the screen there.
That have neat
a mound of dirt build up around them. I'm not sure that my descent engine didn't blow them there, but then again, it may not have.
Roger, Pete, copy that. There's a dirt build up on the side closest to the limb.
Well, let me, I'm going over to get my contingency sample, and I'll get one of the rocks in the sample. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, it is built up on the side that, that the limb landed on. Let me get it. There's one scoop. There's another with some more rocks in it. It starts just like the 16G airplane now. Flies up in the air, you can chase it around. It's wild, I'll tell you. You know, the sun, it really is. It's just like somebody's got a super bright spotlight. Here's another good looking rock. That, whoops. In the sample. There's another rock I want to get in it. I think that's about enough, don't you? Except this one big rock's too pretty to pass up. No, it may not be hot. Won't fit. Go over here and get this other one, though.
Well, you sure lean forward, Pete.
Hey, lean forward. I feel like I'm going to fall over in any direction.
They're leaning about.
Hey, Houston, one of the first things that I can see, by golly, is little glass beads. I got a piece about a quarter of an inch in sight, and I'm going to put it in a contingency sample bag. I can get it. I got it. Am I really leaning over, huh?
Sure are you. On Earth, you'd fall over, I believe.
Huh?
On Earth, you'd fall over leaning that far forward.
That seems a little weird, I'll tell you. But don't think you're going to steam around here quite as fast as you thought you were.
Tell you, your boots are digging in the soil quite a bit. And if you don't pick up your feet, you really kick a load of dirt ahead of you. Your left foot's got a big mound ahead of it right now. It's been pushing along.
Uh-oh. Did I hear a tone?
Yeah, I got an H2O.
Hey.
You do?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Hey, Houston?
Al, verify feed water's on.
It's been on. It's still on. Boy, do I sink in. Wow.
Deep water's on. It's still real cool in here.
Al, diverter valve to minimum.
Okay, it's minimum now.
Do you think I may have done broken through the sublimator or something?
That's affirmative, Al. Good shot of you there, Pete.
Okay, well, I'm starting to take this baby apart. While I'm doing that, Houston.
Go ahead.
Yeah, decent engine. It's just like needles. I didn't dig any crater at all. You really gotta watch your step down here.
Okay.
He's removing the thermal cover from the mesa.
And this mesa, things that I've seen before. Didn't hardly stroke the gear at all, and it looked like we were, looks like I landed just about vertical. Just like Neil, your bud said, Al, you get on a little slope and you tend to keep on going.
Feed water look now?
Well, it's still got an A in there, but I'm plenty cool. I went back to minimum, and I'm sitting here at minimum. What do you think happened?
Al, we'd like to watch it a bit. It could be instrumentation. Stand by.
Okay.
You've been out 25 minutes, and you're about 4 minutes ahead.
Okay, I got the table out. Dustin the mesa. I'm setting up the ATV at this time. Let's see, how is this packed? Very nice. Very nice. Hey, Al. Can work out here all day. Just take your time. Almost too cold on intermediate. I'm thinking seriously of going to in. Running. I'm off to get the battery. I think I know what happened, Houston. I think I know what happened.
Chief, go ahead.
That's it. What did you just do, Al? Man, I just figured it out. I sure did. You just blew water out the front of the cabin.
Ice crystals.
That's what had happened through the cliff.
That's it.
The door swung shut like it did before, and it probably bothered the sublimator because it wasn't in a good vacuum anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I opened the door, and it's probably going to start working in a minute.
I said, also, when you opened the door, that thing shot ice balls.
Straight out the hat.
Yeah, it was probably all from my... never thought you'd have to do that.
Say, you bent the outside of our front hatch on the way out. You tore some of the skin.
How'd they do that?
I don't know, must have hit your cliffs there.
Got a nice scrape mark right along the way out.
Sorry about that. Trying to be gentle.
Houston. Hey, Alex, looking better.
Did you? Yeah, I didn't realize that the hatch could close quite so tightly like that. It just, when I was working on the other side of the cabin, the hatch went closed and I didn't notice it. And apparently it quit holding a good vacuum in here. My H2OA flag is off now, so everything's copacetic.
Roger, Al, let's go down here.
Okay. Okay, I got both canisters, Al, both batteries. As soon as I get them in here, I gotta pack the contingency sample. Okay. Sit tight, wait for a bit. Okay. I tell you, you really can't move as fast as I thought you could. You gotta take it real easy. Get the feeling that I'm most spiffy on the balance up there. Out. Gonna have to. Came out, I caught it as it was going back.
know, the metal pin keeps it from sliding all the way through.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's smaller than the metal hole.
That is great.
Hey, wait.
Wait, okay. Jay.
Hey, oh. That's Steve Booker. Come on.
Boy.
Hey, just a minute.
Okay, now, hold the phone a second. You can, wait. There I go.
Thank you.
It's like it's a shadow because I can't see what I'm doing. I'm looking right here in the sun. I'm about to fall down this little crater hole. Oops. Wait, it really does get... I've got to get over here in the shadow. I'm down in a... Whoops, another crater hole. That's a regular obstacle course over there. Man, am I going to get dirty. Hold it now. Back up a little ways. Oops. Tell me if it's clear of the porch rail.
It is now.
It is? I can't see a thing looking into the sun. Pull.
Okay, I'll bring her in.
Dead easy.
Okay.
Good rig. I can't. Wait a minute. Wait. Attaboy. Now I can see. Oh. Going. My hip dirty.
Got it.
Okay.
I just stepped right back out to you in a flash.
Okay, let me see. While you're doing that, what was I supposed to do? Oh, I know. Possible TV deploy. I'll go work on the, tripod.
Okay.
No, don't you just need something? Trying to learn to move faster. Pretty good. Hey, I feel great. How long we been out, Houston?
Pete, you're 34 minutes into the EVA and you're right on the nominal timeline.
Tell me when it's over the handrail.
It's over the handrail now.
All right, just lower it real slow. Attaboy. right there. Okay, stay put. Okay, let her go.
That's it.
All right, now just hold it right there. Hold it, hold it, hold it. One. That is
two.
Okay, let go. All the way.
Okay.
All right, LEC possible TV deploy. LMP egress. Contingency sample area. Deploy solar jet and place 70 millimeters on the base. So I get me a camera. Gotta set the camera and I'll be right out.
Alright.
Let me know if I can photograph you. Okay, contingency sample 8F8.
Information for those photos, your shadow length right now is about 45 feet on a level plane.
Okay, very good. Contingency sample area, I got deploy the color chart. Thank you, sorry, now. Hey, I'm learning to do it.
I'll stand by on that. Houston, the LEM is looking good. Your go for egress. See, you're at 40 minutes into the timeline and you're about 4 minutes ahead.
Alright, move to your right.
Okay.
Atta boy. to get your knees down. Attaboy.
Good shape.
Good shape.
Okay, I'll pull the hatch closed here.
Okay. Don't lock it. Hey, you're right at the edge of the push.
Okay.
And if I'd have landed 20 feet behind where I landed, we'd have landed right smack in that crater. Do it.
Oh, it's kind of hard to move the door. I was just getting in and trying to get it. There you go. That'll try to keep the door open for us there.
Okay.
Good, I better get my visor down, though.
Yes, sir. Why, that sun is bright.
But the rim looks nice on the outside.
Houston, let me ask you a question. How important is that color chart? I tried to spike it in the ground, you know, so it was perpendicular to the sun, and it just didn't do that. It's all covered with dirt. I can go back and re-salvage it if you want to take the time.
Press on with what you're doing there, Pete, and we'll get an answer back to you.
Okay.
Pete, press on, no problem.
Okay. Attaboy.
Okay.
You look great. Welcome aboard. Hey, please, wait a minute. Chart I didn't get. Deploy color chart on undisturbed surface. Didn't make it. Contingency sample area I got. FMP egress I got. I'm off for the SBN antennae.
Okay. That sun is bright.
Yep, take it easy.
It feels good.
You really do begin to adapt.
Just hop a little bit.
If you turn around and walk over to your right a little bit, look over that crater, you're going to see our pal sitting there. That's one steep slope it's on. Okay, now what have you got all over your boot? Stop. Picked up a piece of landing gear. Inflation.
Okay. Here we go.
Attaboy. Okay, I'm going after
you. You gotta watch it. These shadows.
Yep.
You can't see what you're doing.
Come over here where I am. See that surveyor sitting there?
There that thing is. Look at this.
You look how close we almost landed that crater.
Beautiful, Pete.
Look at the descent engine, it didn't even dig a hole. Okay.
See you, Houston.
Houston, I'm in the process. Go ahead, Houston.
Hey, Steve, would you give us a status on the LEM and also some comments on your boot penetration?
Okay, my comments are exactly the same as Neil. And Buzz, every time I get near one of these little craters, I sink in a lot further. I say our footsteps are sinking in.
What do you do with it?
Put it over by the Y gear. I've got to cover that rock box with it later. Remember last minute change. And, where was I?
Anyone come in the next set?
Well, I think it's pretty much the same as Neil and Buzz. Don't you, Al?
I do. One thing I've noticed is it seems to compact into a very shiny surface.
Yeah, just the particles are very small and very cohesive.
So when you, every blueprint, as you look at it, looks almost like it's a piece of rubber itself.
It's so well defined and you can't see any grains in it or anything. So
all day.
Al, can you find the Earth?
Where is the Earth?
Oh, there it is. I see it.
Hello there, Earth.
Where is it?